It's time for All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, Mary.
When I think of this certain flower, I always think of the scene from Wizard of Oz when Dorothy starts to feel very sleepy. It's such a beautiful flower, and they almost look like they're made out of tissue paper when they bloom. It's the poppy.
Yes, the summer poppies are starting to bloom. Many people are familiar with the oriental poppy that blooms in the spring. That's a perennial. And even some of the annual poppies for spring, like the Flanders poppy or the Icelandic poppy. But now we're seeing the breadseed poppy and the California poppy, two of my favorite poppies. And the breadseed poppy is really cool. It's actually the same as the opium poppy. So, in fact, the same plant as you would see if you went to South Asia and went to the fields there. But, of course, the ornamental varieties that we grow here do not have the opiates in them. Even so, there is a law on the books that says it is illegal to grow these breadseed poppies here. I don't think anyone's ever gotten in trouble about it, so I think it's okay to grow them. They're beautiful plants. They stand up about 2 feet tall, have all kinds of different colors to them, really pastel colors, from a pink to a mauve to a lavender to a purple to a red. And they can be single flowers, double flowers, really frilly. They self-sow rampantly, like all poppies do. So what happens is they mix and match and they cross each other. So you get different colors. And you'll get two or three generations in one summer. So they'll drop seed, you get a new plant, new flower. The same is true of the California poppy, too. But that's more of a ground cover plant. It's a low-growing plant with, of course, the orange-colored flower. But there are varieties that come in white, yellow, and red as well. And that one, again, has a taproot, so you don't want to transplant that out. So if you love poppies, let them self-sow, let them spread around. We do that with the California poppy. It's like a ground cover almost. If they're in places you don't want, you want to weed them out in the spring. If you don't want them to self-sow at all, deadhead them. And in fact, if you deadhead the breadseed poppy, you'll get this beautiful ornamental that you can kind of put as a cut flower. So grow some poppies.
This question from Mark in Craftsbury. He says, how should I care for my wild blueberries? Years ago, I transplanted some in a friend's garden. He asks, can I amend, cultivate, aerate?
Yes, you can do all of those things. If you have moved them and you move some of the soil with them, that's a great idea because they like an acidic soil, a really organic soil, a well-drained soil. So what I would suggest to do with the blueberries is make sure you mulch them really well because they like that mulch that holds moisture and keeps the weeds out because they are shallow rooted. And add some sulfur, especially if you're starting to notice some chlorosis on the leaves. In the fall, put some powdered or pelleted sulfur around the plants, and that's pretty much it. Keep them well watered during this drought, and you should have blueberries forever.
Okay, next question from Grail in West Hartford, Connecticut. Grail says, I have an older large American beech in my suburban front yard. Lots of beech suckers grow around the periphery of the tree. What can Grail do about the beech tree suckers?
Well, actually, if you have beech tree suckers and your mother tree is pretty healthy, like it's going to be around for another decade or so, I would just keep cutting those suckers out because they're going to compete with the mother for water and nutrients. If, however, though, that mother tree looks like it might be on its way out over maybe the next 5 years or so, you might want to leave a few suckers out there as replacement trees so that they'll eventually grow up when that mother tree isn't there and you'll have that beautiful big beech tree continuing into the future.
Eileen from Underhill asks, every May, I have a lovely display of tulips in my front yard, but now the dying leaves and stems don't look very attractive. I know I should let the leaves die naturally to feed the bulbs for next year, but when can I remove them?
So anytime the leaves of any of the spring flowering bulbs, daffodils, tulips, any of those, turn yellow, then you can cut them right back to the ground. And in fact, you can do that with other spring blooming perennials, like bleeding hearts, for example, or forget-me-nots. When they start turning yellow this time of year, just cut them back to the ground. It won't harm them. They'll come back again next spring and give you more color.
Thanks, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.